You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This is Wig Hackers with Daniel Coy, your number one podcast for wig hacking to help you work smarter, not harder. You get a look behind the scenes at what goes on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to the Wig Hackers Podcast, and I have a uber amazing guest with me who has poked and prodded me, and it didn't hurt. Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the injector, Carolyn. Woo, 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 woo! If I had a horn, I would poke.
Oh, I love it. We need to be like clear about where I poked you. Let's be really clear.
Yeah, my face. All face. Of my face. Every inch of my... I would fly back just because of the experience I had with you. Okay, well...
Oh, I love you. Let's start.
Yeah, no one... Okay, so we met... I had... When I went out, what, 2 summers ago, was it? Now, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. 2 summers ago, I went out to Utah to do... TuaCon, Center of the Arts, their season, and I needed my filler done because I normally get it done in New Jersey and New York, and I needed it done. So I looked up for the best place to go, and one of the ventilators with me, her basically mom goes to you. And she said, oh yeah. So she got me in, and when I, guys, everyone knows I do Botox. I'm a firm believer in it, 100%. So Carolyn was my injector out there. Like, I want to go back now because there was no pain. Like, I don't know how you do it. I tried to tell people out here how to do it. I've been to like 3 other people just to be like, oh, maybe they'll do. No. I'm always like, am I going to faint? Am I going to fall out? I fainted at one time. So yeah, it's been absolutely uber crazy. So I'm going to give you the microphone a little bit. Give us a little synopsis of what you do and what your specialties are, and we'll go from there.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Well, and I just feel like there's no accidents in the universe, right? We were meant to meet.
Absolutely.
Right? We have 4 injectors here. You ended up in my room. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you, the secret behind our Botox with no pain is, do you remember we vibrated you on one
yes!
shoulder to distract you? Uh-huh. That'll help distract you. And the things I do are Botox. I do filler. I do PRP in the face. I even do it in the vagina, girls. I do everywhere. And guys.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So all things beauty is what I love. And I'm also a nurse in the ICU and ER, so I can make you beautiful and save your life.
She could have protected me when I fainted. Oh my gosh.
I could have. We could have done a little CPR. You would have loved it.
I wouldn't have to get there though. From what I wish I could explain it better. Like, just the whole thing was just so like calming. We were talking, we were chatting. Like, normally I am a baby. Like, let's just tell the world I'm a baby, but I have to have it done. Like, everyone knows, like, I have lipo on my whole body. Like, everyone knows. And like, it didn't work, obviously. But my Botox
does
work.
Amazing. Yes, the Botox is amazing. Oh. And we're so gentle. We're really careful. We make sure to keep the sharpest needles. There's little tips and tricks you can do. It doesn't have to be a bad experience, right?
I mean, out here, I don't look forward to it. Like, I really want to go back. Like I said, if I could, I literally wanted to go do a beauty show in Vegas just so I could come drive out to get my Botox done. Like, it would have...
That is a huge compliment.
It would have worked out perfectly. My assistant and I were like seeing how to make it, like, it would have worked perfectly to where it would have been my like 6 months, it's time, like, ugh. And then COVID happened. So everything kind of bit the dust.
COVID ruined everything. But let's see you in 6 months when everything's cool. Hopefully everyone has a vaccination, we're happy, and we can just move on. I want to talk to you a little bit about the special thing you had me do with your eyebrow, because I think that's so spot on that a provider listened to somebody and be like, you know, tell me what you told me. I thought it was so cool.
So my biggest thing is my eyebrow raises. So most of my clients who I work for, they look towards me for like confirmation, also to speak, because I am watching their hair, I'm watching their makeup, I'm kind of that, like, hey, you know, when we're like one-on-one, but like on set, I'm watching their hair. So they can catch me in the corner of their eye and they're like, you raised your eyebrow. Did I not do it right? What was wrong? So I have to use my facial expressions. So I can't lose my eye raise, because one client, there was one guy who hired me only because my facial expressions, I cannot lie. My face will go pan blank, or I look like I've seen a ghost. So my eyebrows go up and I need to keep my eyebrows moving. And one injector, who I won't mention, you know, did it where I couldn't move my whole forehead. And that was like one of my concerns when I went to Carolyn, and she literally, it was great. Like literally, I can move my face, but it stopped the middle forehead, because I do have the biggest wrinkle in my forehead. And I've been trying to get those jellies. Do you know, I actually use tape on my forehead to go to sleep. So it would.
You do?
I use,
oh my God,
duct tape on my forehead, because remember, I have my sleep lines.
So, yes.
So like, I literally.
Didn't we give you some silicone pads to use? Yes.
Yeah. So I need to get more, first and foremost.
We'll have to find them. I think they're called silk skin or something like that. We'll send you a link.
Yeah, that would be, because I've tried tape, I've tried everything, and they like peel off, they come off. That's the only thing that works. Cause I'm a side sleeper, so it just pushes it all up, and I have two, like there they are. Oh my gosh, you're only listening. I know it's a podcast, people are only listening to this, but you know, yeah, you know, everyone knows so we have to definitely do that. But for my listeners, who, because I am such an avid Botox fanatic, when would you suggest people start Botox?
We have people starting as young as 20, 22, purely for prevention. Yeah. And quite frankly, a lot of people know that a lot of times, even at 16, 17, they start getting these lines that their parents have, right? So it's purely prevention. If you see something on your mom, dad, grandma that you don't like, go get it fixed. Because then you don't have to do more later on. You never have to do the facelift. You can prevent it. We do a lot of crow's feet. I'm sitting here pointing. Nobody can see me, but crow's feet. Mm-hmm. You know, the little angry in between the eyes, the 11s. We do a lot of that. I say most people really start around 28. Mm-hmm. Around 28. And now with the Zoom meetings, we have a lot of men. A lot of men that never before really cared. Now they're getting online, they're seeing themselves in a meeting, and they're doing it, and it looks amazing. It can be done so naturally, like you're saying. I can freeze you, or I can leave things moving.
So as I was waiting in the office to go into Carolyn, there was the hottest man in the universe in the waiting room that walked in. And I know, I literally was like, I want whatever he had. Legit. I mean, of course he also worked out like 100 days a week, but literally I was like, really? Okay. And then like, yeah, it's just for you, you know, it just makes me feel better.
Yes.
You know, like,
exactly.
That's why I got like the line in my forehead filled, even though supposedly you're not allowed to do that anymore. Right. You can't inject things in the forehead. Apparently
it's really dangerous. Yeah, it's a dangerous area. It can make you go blind. There's a lot of blood vessels right there. But you know, like talking about like that gentleman, for instance, that you saw, like he had the snapped jawline. He had everything like that. But I love that you're not doing it for a boyfriend, for anybody else. You're doing it for you.
No.
Honestly, right? That's when I feel like people, well, maybe. But he's not making you.
Photo.
Nobody's making you.
No.
Yes.
No, it's definitely for a photo. If anything, it's for the photo. For that selfie, when we absolutely look like, and I'm laying down. Everyone, we're laying down for this photo, you know, and I'm holding the camera.
We look amazing.
Yes. Oh my gosh. No, but I do.
Gravity is our friend when we lay down.
Legit. I do want to come and have my jaw done. Like, I know we were talking about it, because I think you were, what were they called? You were going to put in...
Is it the threads? Suspension sutures?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to talk about that. We do suspension sutures. They're dissolvable sutures. They go in with little barbs and can actually pick up the skin. We do a lot in the neck and the lower face. Yeah. And they just dissolve over time. And so it leaves your own collagen. It's such a good look. It's just really subtle. You don't have to go under the knife. It's just an in-office procedure. Yeah, that's what we need to do.
Uh-huh. I mean, because I had my neck done, you know, at like I had my it all sucked out. It didn't work, obviously. So I do. Like, I want to just come and, like, have a makeover and just, like, literally get, like, touched up, you know, because I have to. Ugh. I wish you were closer. Oh my God.
I know. Just come hang in Utah. Come hiking. Check out everything. We'll go have fun in Vegas. Yes! I love that.
Oh my gosh. What are your top five ways to make your skin look better for someone? You know, like, what would be your top five things you would tell someone to do to start now if they're not on a regimen yet? Or, you know what I mean? Like, what are your top, like, musts?
Must-haves is some sort of a retinol. So if we're talking product, mm-hmm. retinol and a vitamin C at any age, you mm-hmm. must have that. That'll turn the skin over. That'll make it really just look its most glowing and take off that top layer of skin. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, treatments with an esthetician, microneedling all day long. Yeah. It will actually build collagen. It makes, like, little micro-channel damage, and then your skin comes in and builds collagen back. That's one of a must-have. Something that's super cheap you can do at home, especially like in our dry climate, run a humidifier on just for your skin. I have my own little one by the side of my bed. It's not for my husband. It's just for me, just for my skin.
Yeah.
Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. You know, we all talk about it. Drink your water, but it makes a huge difference. And it's cheap. Another thing I love, of course, Botox. The thing that it does, not only does it keep you from making the wrinkles, but it will make the pores appear smaller, and then it will also, you know, the Botox glow.
Oh.
It's just gorgeous.
Do I?
Right? Do you ever?
Do I? Are you kidding?
And you've worked with enough people that they know, right? You know what it looks good.
And they know. Like, if once you know. And you try to raise your eyebrow just to let them know that you know, and you can't because you can't. Like, it's one of those.
You, like, scrunch something on your face that can move, because sometimes I'm so Botox, nothing moves. Mm. Yes.
Looks good.
Oh my gosh, you're the best. Did you hear they're doing a Housewives of Salt Lake City?
I did hear this.
Ooh, it's going to be interesting. I think one of the cute ladies on there owns a med spa similar to ours. She's really cool. So it'll be interesting to watch.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. We'll have to watch together.
Oh my God. I'm excited about that one. That should be cool.
It'll be interesting.
Especially, like, I mean, Utah is a unique place. It's very eclectic.
Yes.
It is. I mean, from, like, hi, how are you people? Like, people are very friendly, you know? And you have the mix of, like, city folk and farm folk, kind of, you know? You have this weird, like, you got a trucker, you know? You have, like, a hot trucker and, like, you know, hanging out the window, no door. And then you have, like, you know, the guy in the Lambo. I'm like, oh my God. You know, like, you get this, like, interesting. It's an interesting melding pot of, like.
It is something that you don't see anywhere else.
No.
Yeah. And then the culture between, like, the different religions and the different people brought in. I think it's beautiful, you know? I love it.
Where is the weirdest spot you have injected someone?
Can I say it on here? We inject the clitoris.
Okay.
I don't know if it's weird, but we do PRP, and it's like for vaginal rejuvenation.
Uh-huh.
And you can do it behind the clitoris. You can do it up into the vaginal wall. But that's kind of the weird. We do earlobes. Okay. Filler in earlobes is a little strange, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why would you do that? Why would you do an earlobe?
So sometimes, you know, older women or even my age that have worn really heavy earrings, it starts to pull it down. It makes that hole big. And you can do filler around it, and it, like, makes it go back up so you can wear an earring again. It doesn't stretch out.
Okay,
I've done armpits with Botox.
Okay.
So Botox in the armpits are amazing for sweating. So we've even had people do it in their hair so they can make their blowout last longer. That might be good for your client.
I had two clients, two men on shows that would do that, because they would shine underneath, and they already had done. So they would go in and they would just, like, do. He said it takes so quick, and it was just like quick little thing. I'm like, okay, well, you're not shiny, you know? So
I know, whatever works for you. There goes $1,000 on your head, but
I mean, What would be a regimen for a year? Like, what do you suggest be like, for me, for example, let's just use me as an example because it's the, I don't care. You can tell everyone. Like, what would be the ultimate, like, regimen I should do for the year?
Like to stay on top of everything.
Yes.
So let's start January. January, I would do a CO2 laser. That's something done with either a nurse practitioner or a dermatologist. It's a week of downtime. You look like a burn victim, but oh, your skin looks hella good. Super tight, like no pores. So that in January. Then say March, April, do your Botox. So Botox every 3 to 4 months, you know, just keep up on top of that so you don't make the wrinkles. And then I'd sprinkle some microneedling in between there. And then the filler, you know, like I look at you and you've got great volume. Like you really look so young. Like, I don't know if you share how old you are with people, but you know,
older
and I'm
dirt.
Not
dirt.
Older than Dirt.
Yeah, older
Dirt's
than Dirt.
Pretty damn old.
Me and Jesus, you know, we walk the
Yes. Hallelujah. Come see me. We can work miracles, right?
Oh my God. Okay, yes. Great.
But a lot of filler, like filler just in the cheeks, in the temples can actually lift the face again. So you're not wanting to do any kind of facelift.
Yeah, no, yeah. Because I had lipo and I know what that did, which I had a great guy. You can't see any scars. Like he did a really great job. I just like food.
Yeah, I'm the same. That's my drug of choice.
My stress just, I think, is just holding on to food. You know, like, I really don't do drugs. Well, I did my Xanax, Ambien, everybody knows. And like that's what I do. So I think it's just the food just does not want to leave me. It's just like, nope, you're staying. Okay, great.
Right, and it's not like you can cut it out. It's not like a drug that you could quit cold turkey, right? Like, we could go all over with food addiction. Yeah.
Legit.
It's just something, yeah.
It's just hard. Like, even like I'm trying to do like the intermittent fasting, just trying to do something to get on top of it. But then one stressful day, out the window, I'm having food, you know. So, I mean, it's just hard. And so it's these little things that I feel like just to make me look, feel better when I look in the mirror, you know.
Right.
Like, especially in the morning when you get out of bed with like crap in your eye and you're like, look in the mirror, you're like, oh, okay, look at that smooth forehead. That's all right. I'll look there.
Right. It's something you can control, right? You can control it. It doesn't matter what you eat, what you do, it looks good. We all need a little bit of control. Yes, tell me.
I want to know, when is too much lip filler?
Oh, you've seen it, haven't you? Oh, you've called that out. Too much lip filler. When you look like a duck, when you look like you've sucked on a bottle for too long.
Oh, do you remember that craze?
Remember that trend? Yes.
Oh my God.
People were actually causing like vascular issues from doing that. Huge bruises, losing parts of their lips. It was ridiculous.
Like the younger generations that were doing it. I forgot who did it. Was it Kylie? I don't know.
It was. It was.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
did you just do this?
Story of my life.
Hell yeah.
Hey,
you and me both.
Everyone has to make their money somehow. Okay.
Exactly, right? Especially during COVID.
Are you?
You
hello?
Need a side hustle.
Hello?
Everyone needs a side hustle.
What is one product that shocked you? Like one product that you're like, holy cow. Because I know you've
seen a lot. That actually works?
Right. Yeah. Like what was one thing that you're like, oh, this probably won't work. You know what I mean? Like I know in hair, I'm like, oh, this will never work. You know, like they say an oil that's not greasy. I'm like, what? Like, what is something that in your line that you're like, whoa.
Like this actually works. Oh my gosh. Can I call something out by name?
Yeah.
There's one product. It's a retinol and it's by Skin Better Science and it's called Alpha Red and it has amazing, like getting the lines around my eyes. It's really softened up and it's not just like blurring them. It's actually make them regenerate. Like it even won awards from Allure. Did I say that correctly? I'm so silly.
Okay.
Allure.
No.
Allure. Some boga.
Oh my God, no, it's great. No, I love it. I love it, I love it.
From that 1917 magazine.
You said this. You said it comes out when you get interviewed, not me.
It does, yes.
No,
you're doing amazing.
You're doing
amazing. So the Alpha Rep from Skin Better Science. That's my favorite, number one. Yeah, I was just so blown away what it did, and it didn't make my skin red. So a lot of retinols will make you super red, but that is my absolute favorite.
Okay. And you're not sponsored by it, right? I just want to plug that.
I'm not sponsored by anyone.
Yeah, I'm not either. So that's why I'm kind of like, hey guys, just to let you know, there's no pitch here. Like that's not, I want to have an open conversation on like what we can do, what we have. Like we're in the beauty industry, wigs, hair, you know, everything. Like as a hair person, I see the knife cuts. I see the incisions. I have to hide the incisions. Eyeliner, and that's why truthfully wigs are like a huge part of what we do, you know. So like the incision goes wrong, or they've done like the third, you know, facelift. It's like halfway, like two sides of their cheeks are at the back of their head, you know.
Windblown. It looks windblown. Yeah.
And so that's.
I think you make a good point to not, you know, to talk about not being sponsored, because I feel like as a community, a beauty community, we need to, you know, share with people what we really like, what we really use, not just trying to upsell. Like, I'm all about it. If I have a laser here that I think is horrible, I will never tell my patients about it. I don't care if we need to use it, it's costing us money. I will tell them what I believe in and what I think works for them. And then they trust me. It's a trust thing, right?
100%. That's the beauty industry. You know, you find, like I said, literally all of my worries went away. I think I have white coat syndrome. I think I even talked to that about with you, because I did, when he filled underneath my eyes, I passed out on the table, like literally. So this one was fine. It was going fine, but he was taking his time. Sorry, I shouldn't say, ugh. He took his time, and I'm just like, push the syringe. Let's do it, kid. Let's go. Like, hurry the. And then this side, I was like, okay, we're cool. I'm looking. Are you almost done out?
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God my neighbor was home, and they're close by. So like I could walk here. So I walked home, and like literally I was throwing up. Like it was, yeah, they just opened their spot too. So like, yeah, it's been, so now they're doing like the laughing gas. They're doing the gas.
Yes, like, we have that too.
Like, thank you. Like my dentist is like right next door. So I'm like, can we just get the dentist to put like, to bring that GAN over, yes. please?
Can we just give me a whiz? Like, can we hotbox me in here? Yes.
Please. What is your skincare routine?
My skin, it's like 7 steps. You wanna go through it all? I'll just tell you, night and morning is just a little bit. So it is, I do an oil makeup remover, and then I do a cleanser. Then I do a toner, and then I do my Alpharet, vitamin C. And then I'm a big believer in spritzing my face with a really good tonic. And then I put my heaviest moisturizer over it while it's wet.
Okay.
Because moisturizer is meant to trap moisture or draw it in. In the southern Utah air, it's so dry, there's no dang moisture.
No.
So if you can trap it in, your skin will feel like baby skin. Try it tonight, see what you think.
Yeah.
But same thing in the morning, and then sunscreen. I know everybody talks about it, but it's a thing. You have to have sunscreen.
Do you have a preferred one?
I love Elta, and it's one of the cheapest. It's called Elta MD. You can only get it at a med spa or from a doctor, but it works amazing, and it's more a physical sunscreen, okay. So you don't run a risk of having so much chemicals on your face. I'm more of a nature girl. Mm. Yeah, I'm fake from head to toe, but I'm more of a nature girl.
No, that's great. Who cares at the end of the day? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can pluck and pull all you want in my world. Like, you can't go wrong on my end, you know.
Zero judgment, right?
None.
Zero judgment.
None. I don't care
who you are.
Right. And truthfully, are you happy? Yes. Hallelujah. Like, I'm happy you're happy.
Exactly. Are you kind to me? Are we getting along? Great. We're happy.
Like, yeah. Especially now, I feel in this world, everyone is very judgy. Everyone is always looking at everything, and I get it. I get it 100%. But everything happens for a reason, and I do feel COVID came at a time for us to like look on the inside to help our outside. Do you know what I mean?
I agree 100%. Yes.
I've had a lot of time with isolation here, being single, and here I am in like all I could mirror. I have like more mirrors in the vicinity than I should be allowed. But I just think it's us looking on the inside, you know, so that we can actually see what we actually want. You know, where I know I was really like, oh, maybe I need to do my eyes again. Maybe I need to do my eyes again. But then maybe I really don't. Maybe I just need to like be happy with my Botox because it's all right. But I do want to do my eyes again.
Yeah, I would let you think about it.
I would let
you. Oh, I would love to.
I would not like, it all depends on who it is.
It is, and you get PTSD, honestly, with anything like this, you do. And you get a little worried, and I mean, the anxiety is real. So if you can be somebody that's super calm, super gentle, will distract you, do everything they can for you, it's a beautiful experience.
I mean, I've had numbing cream on my face for like half an hour. I'm like, just numb it more. And like, you had no numbing cream, like nothing. Nothing. No. Like, you buzzed me, which there was another doctor who did it, but he got a little pricey and like a little coffee, but whatever. But like,
is he charging you extra to vibrate you?
No. No. I actually made him use like three fingers because he had like the little ones. I'm like, where's my massager?
Right, you need to like.
I even had the. I told him to get one, and I'm not saying that he should have got one. I'm like, hi nurse, could you just squeeze my hand, please? Just squeeze
it. Little things help.
My hand. I talk to, and then it goes radio silent. I'm like, hello, no one. So I had my assistant on my my FaceTime just to talk to me. I'm like, just talk to me, Phoebe, please.
I feel like some places are so uptight. Oh. I mean, we are medical, and it's a medical procedure. We're very professional.
Yes.
But there's no reason we can't talk, make you comfortable, make friends. Did we give you the squeeze boot? Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes. I got, you said, okay, wait.
You got the implant.
All the toys. Here you go. Do you need a rattler too? Do you need a shake on the other hand? Literally.
And you still want to come back, so we love
right.
you.
You're done. I literally was like, you're done? Literally.
I remember that. And I'm like, did you need more? Because we can always do more.
Yeah. I wish I was closer. Like, who would have thunk that I would have found.
Well, in Utah.
Right. Well, my assistant I met out there. So like, I'm small, like literally. So it's weird. It was really like, I was meant to go out there. Anyway, I mean, we're talking about absolutely everything, but everything that we should
be.
That's okay. how much do you suggest for, like, where are the best spots for a man? Just because I'm a man. Like where, like if they're brand new, they're new, like, I don't want to be that plastic looking. Like, what's the, like?
The number one thing, yes. It would be between the eyebrows because it actually gives a little lift. Mm. And then in the forehead. Like, really, I mean, quite honestly, guys can handle some crow's feet. Like, it is just a look that's really handsome.
Yes.
It looks good. So, that, you know, if they don't want to feminize. Some of my men want to feminize their face. And that's a beautiful thing, too. We can definitely do that. Like, a little tilt to the eye. Yeah. But for the most part, right between the eyes and the forehead, that's the number one for men. And typical dosage for guys is quite a bit more than women. Did we cut out a little bit?
What? I heard you.
Oh, you heard me. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I'm taking notes.
The eyebrow. I love it.
I hope you're typing, trying to balance this computer on this table. No. Uh-uh. You didn't cut out on my end.
I love it. Yes, you can even do Botox here into the masseters and it will slim. So that's the little jaw muscles. Mm-hmm. It will slim your face and help you to not clench your jaw or get locked jaw. Men like that.
That's what I'm literally poking my face, guys. If I do ever post this on YouTube, you're gonna see me poking my face. Okay, we need you here, we need you here.
Yes.
But then I also don't want it to look too womanly. I'm like, oh, and then my lips, do I wanna do them? Cause like my girlfriend did them and they hurt, but they did a little too much. Again.
Yes. It's a fine line. And you have to go to someone with a really good eye. I mean, honestly, there are providers that are there for the money. So they'll put whatever in your face over and over, anything. And I've had people I've had to turn away just because that's my work walking around. That's my artwork. And if they're to tell people, oh, Carolyn did my lips and it looks like a duck, no one's going to come to me.
Okay. So once again, guys, what I have always told you is that our calling cards is literally our clients walking around. Like, if they don't know how to recreate the hairstyle you created for them, they're gonna be like, oh wow, look how great you look as soon as you did it. And then the next day, fine, you get 2-3 days out of your blowout, but then they wash their hair and they do it again. Who did your hair? You know what I mean? So you have to educate them. You need to educate your clients, like, from beginning to end on how you do things. Sorry, I had to just reprimand all the children listening.
Yeah, well, and it's the same thing with the Botox. Like, if they don't take care of their skin, yeah, they look smooth, but their skin looks horrible. Like, they have to help me at home. They have to do the work. I have a question for you on extensions. Yeah. What are your thoughts on extensions?
Yeah.
Like, do you deal with it very much? Like,
so much. Oh my gosh. Almost too much, to be quite honest, because now we love the long hair.
Yes.
We cannot get hair long enough for these.
Right, people. And Utah big hair, like, give me more. I want bigger hair.
They want big, huge hair. So, I mean, it goes client for client. You know, it's never the same thing for everyone. So that's why we have to be just so versed in everything from beaded extensions. Like, if you wanted to do just around the face, do like just a couple to add in, especially for the, if there's breakage in that front, in your money sections, you know, sometimes people will put in, like on the last two shows I worked on, we did 2 sandwiches, you know, just tape-ins, 2 tape-ins on each side, just to fill in that front section, because the camera to give her a nice, like, triangle to see. I mean, I've done them all. I mean, there's beaded row, there's the sew and weft extension now, which is really big. The hand tied extension is really big now, where they do the
bead. What I have in my hair is the hand tied.
Yeah.
I've got the invisible bead extension. I love it, but I just didn't know what your thoughts were. Do you think it's damaging to hair?
I think it depends on who does them. Once again, the practitioner, whoever does them, the stylist who does them, if they're certified, if they've gone through the proper certifications and know your hair, you know, because not everyone's hair is thick enough. Not everyone's hair can hold it. Not, you know, and then how are you going to maintain it? Are you actually going to take care of your hair the proper way? Are you going to take care of the new hair differently than you did your own hair? Because if you can't handle your own hair, you're definitely not going to be able to handle the new hair.
Oh, that's for sure. You're going to get all matted. Right. It's going to look horrible. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And then are you going to be able to come back in, you know, for a 3-6 month tune-up, you know, because your hair grows. And then you have to move it up. You got to take them out. You got to put them back. It's an investment. Extensions are an investment. It is a lifestyle. Same thing with wigs. Okay. It is a lifestyle. Most people think of wigs as these, like, you know, shake and goes. And I'm trying to destigmatize what a wig is in the world right now. And, like, wigs are light. Wigs are not supposed to feel like a wig. You're not, truthfully, most people don't know half the clients I do have wigs. And that means that's my gig.
you did a great job, if they can't tell, yes.
You know, you shouldn't be, your eye should not go anywhere to be like, oh, that's a wig. You know, you just need to blend it all in. Like, wow, that's a lot of hair. You know, like, that's what it should be. It should be like,
so
wow, that's
you
a
make
lot
me
of
sense?
Hair. Absolutely.
Could you make me, that's a lot of hair blonde.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Are you kidding? I mean, I have like-
We'll do Botox on you next.
Yes. I'll bring one out there and we can just make you like big beach blonde. Oh yeah.
I love it. Yes. Just when I want to be somebody else. I don't know who I'll call myself, my alter ego, Vicky. I'll be Vicky with my blonde hair.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you know my drag name?
What is it?
Victoria.
No, it's not. Oh, I love that name. Are you serious?
And they call me Vicky. What? Oh my, we're too alike.
What is this?
Oh, I wish you were closer. Oh my God. I don't know. I would have an addiction probably.
I would too. And I'd be wearing red wigs. I would be wearing silver wigs. I would go full.
I mean, I literally been in my apartment the whole time. So what would someone who, their first time, what would you have them do? If it's their first time, they want to do something that will give them a little boost, a little confidence boost, but they're like on the fence. They don't know. Is it Botox? Is it filler? Like, Like, how would you have, like, what would the process be for them? What would you suggest for them to think about or to do? Do you know what I mean?
That's an excellent question. Well, they normally come in and we do consults and we talk to them really well. Botox really is our number one starter. Everyone has something that can be Botoxed. Is that a sparkle cup? Sorry, guys. I love all my sparkle cups. I have a pink one just like that. Shout out Starbucks. Send us something.
Hello. I spent so much money with them. I got it as a gift, but it's the only thing that makes me drink water. I fill it up with water.
That is
the only thing that I drink water out of. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay. We are so all over the place. So let's talk about the Botox process.
Yeah.
Really, first timers, Botox is something, even if it's somebody that just wants a little lip flip, we can do it with Botox. It doesn't have to be filler. But a lot of my younger girls are jumping straight to lips, and we can do va-va-voom lips or just hydration. I love doing lips. I'm super subtle, or I can make you have gorgeous lips, but never duck lips. It's kind of a thing. It's color show over projection. So you want to see more of your lip and not have it stick out. Like, that's what walks in the room first. But really, exactly. We know that look. We don't like that look. Yeah, it's rough.
Like, just put some, I'm literally like, dark lip, put a dark lip on.
Yes, just dark stop lip. Doing that. Yeah, well, it really gives filler a bad name. Everybody that comes into my chair says, I don't want to look like a housewife. And I'm like, I love them. They're so fun to watch, but some of them are overdone. It is what it is.
I mean, I think there's a limit for people. Like, you need to know your limits. You need to know, I love photos. I'm a photo person. I love a visual stimuli. Like, this is what I want, you know? Especially with a mirror 2 inches from my face, I can tell you every inch of it.
So
like, I just want people to do it for them. You know, I don't want them to do it for any other reason but for self-love, you know? And that's, I just want to push that out there. Like, it's all about self-care, self-love, and to make yourself feel better. You know, like that's what the beauty industry is. I mean, we work so close from like what happens in your chair to how it gets into my chair. Like, we work so back and forth with each other that I feel we just need to all just like embrace it instead of.
And it's so closely related.
I mean, literally, like, if you do something wrong in your chair, I have to figure out a way to hide it.
Right, exactly.
So if that eyebrow goes down, I have to have a piece that always is covering that eyebrow. I've had to do it once. That's the only reason why I know.
Yeah. Do you feel people in your chair? I almost feel like it's almost a little therapy session, though. Really, when you have your hands on someone, touching, working with it, they tell you your problems. I mean, it's kind of nice. They get to open up and you get to learn so much about them. You know, I say what happens in my room stays in my room. 100%. Always. Whatever we say in there goes nowhere else.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we hear really sad stories. We hear amazing stories. We have a lot of patients coming in that have, you know, lost a partner or a partner's done them wrong, and they just want to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
And we know if we feel good about ourselves, we can help others. If your cup's empty, you can't fill anybody else's. It's just a fact.
I mean, I am my mother's child, where she loves to help other people a little bit before herself. And like, I'm trying not to go down that path. So we're trying to fill me up, even though I'm a little plus size, but I'm full. And I do want to help other people. And yeah, I'm touching their top chakra. I'm touching their head chakra. It is literally like, I can't have my drama come off on them, you know? Especially if they're here for work, you know? It is the worst thing to have an actor be worried about their hair, you know? Or worried about their makeup, or worried about how they look, you know? And so I want to put that at ease. That's my job, is to ease them. I'm also seeing them at like 4 a.m, so they're still half asleep, you know? So we're trying to like wake them up gently, and let's get you to said, have some breakfast so you're not hangry. You'll be fine. Drink some water. You just woke up a little puffy, you know, get the compresses around the eyes, like, just like help them, guide them. But yeah, no, I completely agree. with that we are therapists.
Yeah, and when they leave our chair, our goal is for them to leave happier, better person than when they got in it, right? They, like you said, they don't need our drama. And my patients fill me up. Like, I hear their stories, or they come in and they're just like ecstatic that they got rid of a wrinkle that's bothered them their whole life. I am on cloud nine. I mean, I'm not going to even like lie. Like, it gives me a huge boost. They are giving back to me. So I love it.
So good. Okay. What, oh my gosh.
You're not putting this on YouTube, are you? Because look at this hair.
You put it up. I mean, I had to turn off my AC. I have the lights on, so I look good. So I'm like glistening. So I understand. We'll just do the podcast. Let's give them all of your social media to follow you, because I do have some people from the Utah area who have been following because of TuaCon. So we definitely want to like get them in for you, you know, definitely go see. So let's give them all your social, because I know Injector, you do it. I don't remember them all.
Oh, you're so sweet. So I'm on Facebook, Instagram as The Injector Carolyn. Just T-H-E, Injector Carolyn. You can email me, you can DM me. I love talking back and forth. People have so many questions. We've got some fun videos on there. And then just find me, talk to me. I'm willing to talk. I mean, you don't even have to be my patient. I love educating. Obviously, I love talking a lot. And I just think that if we can share more and not have this be such a hush-hush, nobody does it thing, and we can talk about it. Yeah, I have girls that come in and they said, for the last 5 years, I thought I was aging worse than my friends. And then all of a sudden those bitches told me they're doing Botox. They're like, why didn't they tell me this whole time? That's not okay. Let's share. No. Let's just share every tip, every trick.
Enough for everyone, you know? And I almost feel like that becomes a thing. Like, there's enough for everyone. What is yours is meant for you. So live your best you. And I just like, that's why I'm such, Botox, hello, yes. I'm like, you're not gonna be able to see my eyebrow in 3 days. It's just gonna stay there. I'm not mad at you. It will wear off in a couple weeks. We'll be fine. Like, you know, I warn people and I just let them know. They're like, really? You do that? I'm like, yes, I have a very good doctor. I tell them where exactly to poke me. You know, and I just have to tell them. So yeah, totally stoked. I'm really mad this didn't work out this time, because it would have worked out perfectly.
If you could have come to see me, it'll happen. It'll happen perfect. And I think anything, something better will happen between us. Oh. And I just want to tell you the reason I loved you from the moment you came into my chair. We met once.
Literally.
Right? And we just connected. Just your whole attitude, your openness, your kindness. And then I started following you online. Wow, I'm in a sympathetic crier here. I'm going to start. I just felt so connected. You're just real. You're real. You're raw, and you can tell that you're trying to just help the world be a better place. And especially right now, when everybody's hating on everyone, we need that. We need more Daniel Coy. Like, brighten us up, put more out there, because I appreciate and love you so much.
That means I have goosebumps. That means so much. Mm. It really does. Like, don't make me cry. It's a podcast.
Oh my gosh. I'm so clamped right now.
At least you don't have the humidity. I'm in Jersey. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Make sure you guys check her out, follow her. You're gonna see some amazing things. We are gonna make this happen, and I'm gonna record every moment of it so that you guys can see how I do it. I'm gonna try to make this happen. We're gonna make some things happen.
Let's do it. We'll make a vlog out of it. We'll film every minute of it.
All right, guys. So until next time, it's been Daniel Coy. And see you guys later. Thank you for listening to this episode of Wig Hackers. Did you get a chuckle out of this one? If you could hit that 5-star rating and share with your friends and coworkers, that'd be great. You never know who you're inspiring in the world, and I hope I'm inspiring you. Can't wait to have you laugh with me or at me on the next episode. Till then.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit. that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.